Recently, two big rapid-fire snowstorms hit Kansas, dropping more than 2 feet of snow. They caused thousands of accidents and all kinds of hardships. And yet, the storm also produced some big smiles. That's because, as we hear from Frank Morris of member station KCUR, blizzards can be a blessing in a place as drought-stricken as Kansas.
So, imagine your job is taking care of 450 calves, and almost half of them have either just given birth to calves or are just about to, out in a pasture where 2 feet of snow has fallen in the past week and a half. One thing you need is an old axe, like the one Kirk Sowers carries down to the frozen pond.
One side's a good side and one side's the ice side.
Sowers is covered in layers of heavy canvas work clothes with a big gray mustache and cowboy hat to match.
Yeah, we're just chopping some ice, keeping the ponds open for them to drink. This pond's still in pretty decent shape. I've got 16 dry ponds on the ranch.
And that's most of them. The drought here near Tonganoxie, Kansas, started last spring and hasn't let up.
Our pastures here, a lot of it looks dead when the snow's gone.
Drought had baked the soil here to bone dry dust, so Sowers has been forced to buy scarce and very expensive hay.
Whoop! Whoop!
Now, with snow covering what grass there is, and the cows rapidly turning out other little mouths to feed, he's using much more.
I like to keep a lot of extra hay out, give them a dry place to lay during the night, and especially if they want to lay down and have a baby sometime. They've got a nice dry place to do it. It is expensive, yeah.
But for all this, Sowers is pretty sweet on the snow.
It makes for a little harder work, but in the scope of the drought, man, we're just almost giddy about having the snow.
Because the snow melt will start to quench these pastures. And if you think Sowers is happy, you should call a Kansas wheat farmer, one out west, where the drought is now entering its third year.
I was beginning to wonder if it could rain.
Scott Van Allen hails from Sumner County, Kansas, which proudly boasts it's the wheat capital of the world.
This is the first time I really haven't minded going out and shoveling my sidewalks off. I had a smile the whole time I was doing it.
Because the snows brought the first real moisture to Van Allen's wheat crop since he planted it last fall. Jim Schroyer, a wheat expert at Kansas State University, says he's asked all the time if the storms broke the drought.
No, but it sure as heck helps. It's better than a good sharp poke in the eye.
Schroyer says it's been so dry for so long that it would take 8 feet of snow to bring the soil back to normal in western Kansas, where normal is pretty dry. So the snow wasn't so much a lifesaver for the wheat crop so much as it was a stay of execution.
This wheat crop is going to be going hand to mouth from this point on.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the tires on Kirk Sauer's huge four-wheel drive pickup are slipping a little.
Yeah, when you get this truck stuck, you're stuck. It's up.
The snow is melting, and the ranch is going to get very messy.
I have learned one thing over the last 35 years of doing this, that you don't cuss the mud. I'd much rather have mud than dust.
And for now, mud it is in Kansas after the snow melts. And next month, maybe green. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris in Kansas City.
This is NPR News.